On the air.
You're on the air.
Whoa. Am I on the air?
On the air.
What's going down?
Very exciting. Big event. Everybody's excited, huh?
You're not really listening to me, are you?
I feel great, man. I feel great.
Moron, you're on the air.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today. I know I say that every day, but every day it's true. Thanks so much for joining us. Oh my gosh, so much to get to today. Wonderful news about President Trump on several different fronts. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, but Dimitri, the local media has been talking about this signal kerfuffle about someone with his magazine that no one's ever heard about getting some confidential information, and the media is playing it up like it's a big deal. Well, yeah, the media is playing it up like it's a big deal. It's not. Nobody really gives a rat's ass outside of the Beltway, but the media wants to do whatever it can to destroy the MAGA movement, destroy Donald Trump, and it's pathetic. It's pathetic. This is a non-issue. This is a non-story. But they're grasping at straws because, well, egg prices have gone down. So now what do we do to go after Donald Trump? It never ends. It just never ends. Anyway, so while they're busy telling you this thing with Signal and this guy with the Atlantic has gotten this information, by the way, you got to believe it's an inside job. You got to believe this was not an accident. This was sabotage. And we'll get to that in a bit. But in addition to that, they're not telling you all the great news regarding Donald Trump and what he is going to be doing regarding January 6th. The one murder during January 6th was not of any police officers. No police officers died. But one of our patriots was murdered. By a Capitol Hill police officer. So Donald Trump is going to be addressing that. Also, Donald Trump issued an executive order. Chances are you've not heard about this either. That is essentially now saying that we are going to have voter ID for all federal elections. Yeah, pretty big news. Local media all but ignores it. Anything bad. And the local media is like, oh, look at this Signal thing here. Look at this Atlantic, and this is awful. This is terrible. Meanwhile, nobody cares. God, nobody cares. What we care about is January 6th. What we care about is the murder of Ashley Babbitt. What we care about is voter ID. Two really important things that Donald Trump did yesterday that the media is not telling you anything about. So we're going to get to that. Also, yes, that was Dimitri at the Senior Expo up at the Highlands. Channel 9 put on a very good presentation, a very good event. They did it right. They really did. And complimented Tim, the general manager there, and a lot of other people there at 9. They did a very good job. I was there for Serena Heckathorn. Serena Heckathorn is Gold Health Markets Insurance Agency. The Health Markets Insurance Agency had a large booth there, and I was there with Michaela Williams and also with Beth Ryan, and they actually ran out of stuff to give to all of the people who came to the Senior Expo. And I don't want to take all the credit for that, even though I was talking about it, because that would be wrong. But it was just a wonderful, wonderful event. Everybody was very happy. Nine did a very good job. You got to give credit where credit is due. Health Markets Insurance Agency, the results were fantastic. Everybody loved their booth, and they gave away all the stuff. They actually ran out of stuff to give out. Actually ran out of stuff to give out. It's a terrific day all the way around. Everybody deserves a lot of kudos, not just me, but all the others who were involved in this as well. So, and Jamie Baker, God, she's cute. Saw her and gave her a hug, and I guess she's getting married, and I wished her best wishes. Very sweet, very, very nice person. Jamie Baker, very, very nice person. So wish her the very best with everything. So we have that. Next, Amber wanted me to mention this. Amber Bowen, I had her on with Julie Larish, Belmont County, Hoof and Paw. Her folks are going out of business. They're retiring. Bob and Lola Bowen. Let me just give this to you. I've already posted this on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Facebook. So take a look at that. The Country Crafts and Gifts store on National Road in Bridgeport, 55480 National Road in Bridgeport. After 17 years, Bob and Lola Bowen are finally retiring, closing their doors. Saturday and Sunday, they open 9 to 6, March 29th and 30th, April 5th and 6th, April 12th and 13th. And it's country crafts and gifts. Please give Bob and Lola Bowen my best. And you can read all about it. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, the Facebook group that I've created. So we have that. Also, Wheeling City Council has, it never ends, honestly, it never ends. And I keep telling you, it never ends. Regarding the homeless, the vagrants, the bums, the hobos, the derelicts, the junkies, the winos, all of them. The city of Wheeling is going to give more taxpayer money for yet another position that is going to supposedly serve the homeless. It just never ends. And so we'll be talking about that as well. Also, my wife and I, this is the Belmont Buzz part of it. Not a big one.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Mail service is so bad in Belmont County, especially our mail service. And by the way, I did reach out to the postmaster or postmistress in St. C., very nice lady, and she told me she could not talk with the media, that I had to call this special number and ask for this special person who handles the media for the post office, the postal system. And so that's what I did, and this was back end of February. I'm still waiting for a reply. That's the postal system. That's how bad it is. It's beyond horrible. Anyway, so yesterday morning, yesterday evening, my wife and I had an interesting conversation. Now, my wife is very old school when it comes to paying bills. She's great about paying bills. She handles all of our finances. She's much better at it than I am. She watches everything like a hawk. Thank God that she does, because I'm an idiot when it comes to money. And I have to pay quarterly income tax because of my business, Dimitri 2020 LLC. That's the business that I have that produces this show, that offers this show to radio stations and has clients and this, that, and the other. Anyway, long story short, you got to pay quarterly taxes to the feds. You've got to estimate how much money you made in the first quarter and pay them a certain percentage of that. I'm not going to go into the details because the numbers are just staggering and so successful. But I started talking with my wife, and I said, okay, here's the amount that you got to send the first quarter for the IRS for my estimated taxes. And she had put it in an envelope and already put a stamp on it. And I said to her, do you think we can trust the post office? And by post office, I don't mean the St. C. post office. I mean the whole postal system, the whole letter carrier delivery system. And we were looking at each other, kind of thinking back and forth. It's like, oh, God, I don't know if we can do this. Now, my wife, again, very old school, does not want to go online, does not want to pay anything online if she doesn't have to, because she just hates that and is just very concerned about hacking and this, that, and the other, okay, which I understand. But now she is so concerned, as am I, about the miserable quality of the United States Postal Service, especially in Belmont County, that we don't know if our check, which she decided to put in the mail, she even hand-delivered it to the post office just to eliminate one possible screw-up with a letter carrier. I mean, that's how bad it is. That's how little faith we have in the postal system. She said, okay, we're going to send it in now. This is plenty of time. They should, you know, get it in plenty of time and this, that, and the other. And we, honest to God, don't know if we're going to be late with our taxes because of how bad the U.S. Postal Service is. But we had a big discussion about it yesterday. We're so concerned, and it really is that bad. It really is that bad for her to even consider using online to pay any kind of bill because the post office is that bad. The postal service is that bad, not the individual post office. They're good people. But the whole postal system is so rotten. It's so terrible. We don't know if my check is going to arrive at the IRS on time. We had the same problem in St. C. with the municipal utilities bill in February. It is that God-blessed bad. It is beyond horrible. Just beyond. We had a big discussion about it. So we will see. We will see. Some good news, West Virginia legislature, the Senate has voted to finally overturn that LGBTQ plus thing in West Virginia, supposedly a non-discrimination ordinance, which of course is actually discrimination, because anytime you start protecting a certain class of people, everyone who is not protected is the one who are the ones who are being discriminated against. So this is very good news, actually. We'll see if this gets through the House in Charleston. I certainly hope it does, but anything we can do to end preferential treatment for any protected group, any special group, is always a good thing. Absolutely always a good thing. All right, let me start here with some good news here regarding Donald Trump and January 6th. And the media has not told you any of this, but you're going to hear it live right now.
Ashley Babbitt. It was a bad shooting. My father can tell anybody.
It's a terrible thing.
I don't know if you know this, but the Department of Justice right now is still kind of fighting that case. The family of Ashley Babbitt is suing the government, wrongful death. Mm. The DOJ right now officially is still opposing that lawsuit, trying to justify it. Mm. Shouldn't that be something that can just be settled at this point?
Well, I'll look into that. I mean, you're just telling me that for the first time. I haven't heard that. I'm a big fan of Ashley Babbitt, okay? And Ashley Babbitt was a really good person who was a big MAGA fan, Trump fan, and she was innocently standing there. They even say trying to sort of hold back the crowd. And a man did something to her that was unthinkable when he shot her. And I think it's a disgrace. I'm going to look into that. I did not know that, no.
And the officer who shot her, Michael Byrd, is still on duty. They gave him a raise, and they gave him a medal, and I believe a promotion.
I think it's a disgrace.
He's a federal employee. Would you or could you do something
like
that?
I'm going to take a look at it. I'm going to look at that, too. His reputation was, I won't even say, let's find out about his reputation, okay? We're going to find out. But I watched that, and I saw that. And by the way, she was killed. But nobody else was killed. And, you know, the people that went down there, they had no guns. They didn't have guns. There was something to do with the FBI. There was something to do with Antifa and others, and it wasn't mentioned. And there's never been a group of people, I think, with the exception of maybe over the years, a couple of groups were treated pretty harshly, but essentially never treated so badly. And as you know, I let them out with pardons. I know you were very happy. I watch your show all the time. You were extremely happy about it. And plenty of other people were too. People don't realize this whole movement that we have is just it's a very inspiring thing, what's happened to our country. These people are incredible people. They were treated so unfairly, so horribly. Some of them didn't even go into the building. And the judges, the system, the hatred, the vitriol, the prosecutors, the way they wanted to destroy these people. People would go in and they'd be so proud to go before court, and they'd have a good lawyer, and they'd walk out of court like devastated the way they were treated, devastated, given years in prison. No, but I took care of them. I said I was going to, and I did.
And yet, apparently, if the Newsmax reporter is accurate, if he is correct, the DOJ, which is overseen by the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, had done nothing about this. Are you friggin' kidding me? And did not tell Donald Trump they had not done anything about this. Are you kidding me again? Very troubling, very disturbing. We're gonna give Pam Bondi every opportunity to succeed. I'm still waiting to see the Epstein list. My guess is you are too.